was, you know, thinking of ways I could make these a bit more fun than just, you know, kind of the same things every time. So I was kind of thinking about it and what I could do, and I decided that this time I really just wanted to be a puppy for the night. I didn't want to have to just, you know, come and record it. Like, I wanted to really play into the puppy aspect that I like and see what fun things I could do with that. So to set the scene for you a little bit, because obviously this is an audio, you can't see what I'm actually doing. You might have partially heard it in the background, but I do have I do have a little bell on my neck, because I don't know, but I just think it's cute. And I do have my tail, and the tail is where you think it is. It is a plug with a tail on it. I thought I need some more creative ways to be able to silence myself a little bit. So I have a toy that I'm going to put in my mouth during it. And I am, in true puppy fashion, I am on my knees. So I think it's a pretty good combo. So you're gonna have lots of different noises in this one. This one's gonna be interesting though, because I've had to put a pillow down because I plan on this one being a little bit longer. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, for this one my heart is racing. I feel like every time I do these my heart is somewhat racing, but I'm hoping I can kind of stretch this one out a little bit, and do a little bit more. So yeah, I'm actually not gonna touch myself at the beginning part. I want to be able to get myself excited by having the toy in my mouth. So that's gonna be the first section of this. I mean, there's no way to really start this, I just go for it. I need to readjust so that I can get to the right angle. Because it was, as we've established, one of my favourite scenarios is being on my knees in front of a man. So this is playing into that. So yeah, this is gonna be interesting, but I'm gonna have to do a spit, which is gonna be really fun. I'm sorry, my nervousness is definitely gonna play up in this one, but there we go. I'm hoping these noises might give you something to think about. So yeah, no, we don't have to start quickly, we can just, you know, lick up it. We don't have to go quick, we don't have to take it. No, I'm trying to take this one slow this time. I need more than that. So yeah, we're just playing with this for the first half. Yeah. Because I feel like this gets me in the puppy headspace a little bit better. So yeah, like I can already feel that I'm throbbing doing this. This is like definitely gets me there quickly. So and even I can do this. So there are, and if you're wondering, there are people in the house while I'm doing this. But it's fine. I think this is too fun not to do, so it's okay. this is the only issue I have. In, I guess, more true puppy fashion, I have two very sharp teeth at the front of my mouth. So I have to be quite careful, otherwise we cause problems. We cause problems if I have a cock in my mouth, because I do have two sharp teeth. So it makes fun for biting the... I don't think I'm going to be able to talk during this. The combination of all of this is going to make me a little brain dead, to be quite honest, but that's okay. Oh, that connected from my mouth. That is my favourite thing to do. My hair's getting in the fucking way. And this would be the normal point where someone would have their hand in my hair and get it out of the way. Instead, I'm just having to flick it out of the way. I know a lot of times you say that you enjoy the giggles, so I'm trying to keep them in. Even though I don't know, I feel like I should take them out, but what do you said not to, so. Can't just do that at this point now. I like the bell. It's quite fun. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm hoping that might muffle me a tiny bit. Probably not, but it's fine. So there won't be much talking, because there'll be a dick in my mouth. Anyway. I won't have it in my mouth the whole time, so you can at least hear me somewhat properly. we're only on the third recording. And I'm already getting to the cock slut level. Fucking hair. I didn't write that script for no reason. There is nothing better than two people getting off at the same time, but I think it's significantly better when I do it to both. It's gonna be so awkward to say, like, I like being a good puppy. I like having my mouth full while I get off. Yeah, it feels also acceptable to say at this point. It's nice to just look up at them while they're sat in the chair. You just look up and you ask, what is happening to me? You just look up. You say, does it feel good? And then you can say daddy, you can say sir, it's interchangeable, but just asking them that, wow. You don't quite have it in, and then the second they say yes, you just take it all. Even the fact that I'm allowed to touch myself at the same time is a reward. You could just ask me to get you off, but you didn't. I got the phone way too close. I keep hitting it with my head. If you're following along, don't come until I do. Make it just like I'm doing it in real life. Just blow you cock in my mouth, and I'm getting off at the same time. Thank you. realize, like, the second time this happened. Oh my god. It happens sometimes where I do, like, one small one and then the big one comes afterwards. I mean, the whole dick in the mouth did not work because I could not focus on doing that at the end. I don't think I have enough energy to get off the floor. I'm just stumped. Oh my god. I think I'm just gonna stay on the floor. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna stay on the floor now. I don't actually have any wood. Either way, I hope that one was a bit more, a bit more something, you know? It wasn't just me getting off. There was some additional stuff in there. Yeah. I'm now gonna not think about anything for the next hours. I've gone full pet, like, puppy brain dead. I can't even speak. I've gone full puppy brain dead, so I'm not gonna think about anything for now, the rest of the day. Night, even. It's like 11 PM. Yeah. I'm not gonna think about anything else. Sure. Yeah. Hope you all enjoy. And see you in the next one, whenever that is.